ran into this guy at Vikings training camp. He was working for the Star Tribune at the time.
You chased him away.
Must have been after the interview. He says, I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm going to go work in Chicago. He's with the Chicago Tribune and our friend Dan Wiederer. Hey, Dan, welcome back to Sioux Falls.
Thanks for having me. It's good to talk to you guys.
You bet. All right, so the injury bug has really hit the Vikings pretty hard this year, especially the defense. The Bears, tell you what, Cutler, Briggs, Forte. I mean, what's the latest on those guys?
Yeah, and Charles Tillman's on injured reserve, and Henry Melton's on injured reserve. Cutler will not play this weekend, obviously, against the Vikings. His target is to be back the following week for a Monday night game against the Cowboys. Still no word on when Lance Briggs will be back. It will not be this weekend, so he's out again. They've just had a ton of injuries. They're starting with a middle linebacker to start the season, DJ Williams. He's on IR with a torn pec. And so you go through that defense and you see the number of significant players that they've lost, and you understand why they're having so many struggles, particularly against the run right now. And so if I'm Adrian Peterson and I'm watching tape of this Bears defense, I'm drooling right now because there are holes to run through and there are tackles to break and there is a lot of yards to be had if you're on top of your game.
Just so Matt Forte tweeted not too long ago, spent a couple of hours in rehab this afternoon. What's the latest on the running back?
Yeah, he hyperextended his knee late in the game against the Rams on Sunday. Came back in that game at the end and played a little bit and was walking around okay on Monday. He's not 100%, but they feel like he'll be okay and should be able to play on Sunday afternoon. They need that because they don't have a whole lot of depth there. Michael Bush is their number two running back, and he's averaging 1.6 yards per carry this year. Really isn't the type of guy that you want being every down back. He's a short yardage guy. So they'll need Forte, particularly going again without Cutler to play in the Metrodome.
Dan, how frustrating was that game against St. Louis for the Bears? I mean, the Rams got out early. And the Rams are an okay team, but, I mean, they're not world beaters by any means. How frustrating was that game for the Bears?
I think most frustrating was that after they had shown the resolve to climb back into the game and they were within 27-21 in the fourth quarter, and basically, you just tell your defense, we need a stop. If we can get a stop and get the ball back to a very good offense, we're right in this. After everything that's gone wrong, we're right in this in the fourth quarter. We're within a score. We need a stop. And the Rams turned around and unleashed a 7-play, 80-yard drive on the Bears. Only faced one third down on the drive. It was a 3rd-and-2 that they scored on, a 9-yard touchdown run to finish the drive. They just offered no resistance at a time that they absolutely needed to get a stop. And I think that, more than anything, was frustrating, discouraging, whatever adjective you want to attach to it. That's where the Bears are right now, and they're going to have to win shootouts because the defense, with all the injuries, doesn't look like it's got a whole ton of help coming before the end of the year.
It was a game that Zach Stacy, it looked like he was running the ball well, then he went out, and Benny Cunningham coming in and running for 100 yards and a touchdown, and that's not the Bears' defense. I know, you lose Brian Urlacher in name, but this just is not a Bears' defense, that if they don't get turnovers, if they don't score on special teams, how much are they handicapped?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just not the same thing. And takeaways is what they always live by here. And they did a great job of that in September, 14 takeaways in September. And you said, okay, even with some of the personnel turnover, that they still got the ability to make those big plays and change a game. Well, that number has fallen off dramatically here in the last month and a half. And without it, you got to come up with stops. And they haven't been able to do it. The injuries... Briggs is out in the linebacking corner, but as I mentioned, so is DJ Williams. Mm-hmm. So that leaves you in a position where you have two rookies, John Bostic, a second-round pick, and Kasim Green, who they also drafted this year, starting for you. And that's not an ideal situation. And so, as you mentioned, Benny Cunningham, a guy, undrafted rookie backup, just tore through you for 100 yards in basically two quarters of football. And so now you go on the road to another fast track up in the Metrodome to face the reigning MVP. And you can bet there's anxiety sort of bubbling through the Bears facility this week on how they're going to get this thing right against the back who has been known to punish them over and over again over the years.
He's Dan Wiederer, Chicago Tribune, joining us here in Sports Talk with Craig and Chris on KWSN. I like Mark Trestman. I would have loved to have seen him been the Vikings coach. I think he's done a tremendous job. Is he still well-liked in Chicago?
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how things unfold in the next year or two with Mark Trestman. I think these folks here understand his intelligence and his understanding of offense. And it's been so evident already, through the first 11 games that he knows how to get the X and O. He knows how to game plan. He knows how to create an offense that can really put stress on a defense. And they have so many different playmakers in this offense right now, whether it's Forte, you know, as a run catch option out of the backfield, whether it's the two big receivers in Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey. They got themselves an upgrade at tight end in Martellus Bennett, and they went out and they overhauled their offensive line and got a better offensive line. So the offense really is clicking, and it has all season, whether Cutler's been playing quarterback or whether McCown has been. But the flip side of this is that maybe it's 2 years too late, that a defense that everyone wondered when they were going to get too old and when they were going to get too beat up now seems to have crossed that threshold. And so the frustration in Chicago is, man, you waited so long to wait for an offense that could match your strong defense. Mm-hmm. Now the offense is strong and the defense is falling apart all over the place. And so Mark Trestman's going to have to figure that out. He's going to need some help from the front office in the offseason to refurbish that defense. It'll be very interesting to see where they go. But I think right now the folks around here like what he's brought to the table and think he can be a pretty good leader for this team going forward.
What are the long-term plans for Jay Cutler? Is he a guy that they're going to look at cutting bait with after the season? Have they gotten their money's worth
on
that? I mean, any idea what the plans are with Jay Cutler for the future?
Jay Cutler has made it very clear that he doesn't want to leave, that he's very comfortable with his coaching staff, he's very comfortable with his offense, and for a guy who's had so many different coordinators over the years, he just wants to see what it's like to play quarterback in the National Football League with some continuity in a system, with some continuity in personnel, with some continuity with a coaching staff. The Bears really like what they've seen out of Jay Cutler, and Mark Trestman and him have developed quite a bond from the time that Mark Trestman came in to interview, really hit it off with Jay Cutler immediately, and they like the bond there. So the Bears aren't looking to move on from Cutler. Cutler's not looking to move on from the Bears, but all that said, there are some very complex negotiations that will have to take place. So I would not be surprised if the Bears in March slap the franchise tag on Cutler just for the sake of buying extra time mm-hmm. to work out a longer-term deal. I don't see Cutler playing under the franchise tag in 2014, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was hit with it, sort of like Breeze was a couple years ago, just to give the team a little bit more time to hammer out a longer-term deal for him and see if they can get him to take this offense forward, you know, again, with some continuity.
I think Bears fans, it's going to be tough this weekend, but they're going to be rooting for Green Bay to beat Detroit this week. And then Chicago beats Minnesota. That gives Chicago the edge up on the rest of the division. I think there's only going to be one team from this division that will get into the playoffs. Would you agree on that?
At this point, yeah. It's been so upside down. I came up to Minneapolis during the Bears bye week and covered the Vikings-Packers game. And I left the Metrodome that night thinking that Green Bay was far and away the class of the division, that even with all the injuries that they had, that Aaron Rodgers had that offense in high gear and they weren't going to be stopped. Well, they haven't won since. Then you see Detroit, who I've seen twice up close, and they beat the Bears handily two times. And you say, wow, they've got everything that you need, offensive and defensive talent-wise, to get over the hump. And then they lose their last two games in pretty ridiculous fashion, including a home loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that just shouldn't happen. And so I can't figure this division out. Thursday afternoon, Packers-Lions is going to be an interesting game to watch. Obviously, Bears and Vikings on Sunday will be interesting, but I have no clue which way either of those games is going to go or which way the final month of the season is going to go.
Hey, Dan, thanks for the time. It's always great talking with you. Appreciate the perspective you give us about the Bears in Chicago. We wish you well, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much. Enjoy it, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan Wiederer, Chicago Tribune.